Our last speaker on day two is Tom Herbert. Lives in southwest England. Tom is a fifth generation baker, and he talked about the way that bread can be so much more than the packaged plastic packaged white crap that you get in supermarkets, and seeing baking as an act of creation that allows us to prototype different ideas. He shared his sourdough starter with a whole bunch of people in the room, and said, aware that the sourdough that this is from is 57 years old, and said if we shared it, it could feed the world, which is kind of a beautiful breaking the bread and talking us through why the loaf is so important and the idea of companion, come with pan, bread. Companionship is about the sharing of bread, literally, and it's not about plastic bread from a bucket there. And the way that bakers, it's a lovely thing about the way that bakers sign their own bread, because the community bakeries, you'd make your own dough, but bake it in the community bakery to cite light running your own fire. A great talk, and then at the end, just invited people who he'd given the sourdough to go away and bake bread and share it with at least two other people. And in that, create an act of giving and knowledge and gift, I guess, in a really simple way that makes a really lovely spark.
I think it was a really special presentation for many reasons. It was a very, very good performance. But the whole idea of a gift that keeps on giving, of something that grows, and then you can continue to transfer that to other people in the same way that you can transfer companionship or love or support or whatever, I thought was fantastic. One of the things I noticed that's run through a lot of the last 2 days has been the importance of stories and chancing things when you grow a business or when you grow an organisation. And I thought that was quite obvious today, but also came through yesterday. What did you think?
I think you're right. I think a lot of people talked about the importance of story, a clear story. People, the chance, and recognise that it's okay to keep doing things for 5, 10, 15 years if you know that they're right. And the other strong theme has been this thing about the importance of really putting your heart into what you do, bringing that passion. And if you do that with the right application, with the right craft, good things will happen.
Well, that came across a couple of times, wasn't it? If you do amazing things, then the money will follow, or the customers will follow, and staying true to purpose, I thought, was quite another strong theme that came out.
And two things I think on that is that the sense of scale as well is interesting. So the scale could be Joel making knives and opening his shop 2 days a week, or Mark Koska saving 10 million people's lives through technology, or Tim Smith changing that. So scale, passion, risks and failure, relearn.